that even though the Maaseh, the bed itself, you can't ask anything to, but since the way it became Tumma was through a person, we go both for the Maaseh and HaTumma. The one that's giving the Tum is the Yodam, so the Yodam is Yais Padach Lishol. Therefore, Mishnah comes out very good then. And the Mishnah, the Shaila is, this Isha was sitting on the bed. So the Shaila was the Isha Tumma before or not, but she touched the bed. So that's called the Safu Tumma Habor Bi the Yodam. So that's called Neshama Oleha. Therefore, Mishnah Siyachad Lachar is Sveikli is Tumma. Now the Gemara says, goof what we say before. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Sofek Tuma Bo Bidei Yodin Nisholam Olehom. A Sofek Tuma that came through a person, if the person, Sofek is a person, touched it or not. And a Chanami, that's clear, like Yesh Padas Nisholam, that Sofek Tuma Rishol Siyach would be Tomei. Learn it out from Saita. And Afidlo Bekli Munuchak HaMunuchak Gabekak, even though the Kli is resting on the ground. So really it's not Bidei Yodin, but since the Tuma comes through an Odin, that's enough to be Metama. Is Kemish Yesh Padas Nisholam. That's from Yochanan's Kiddush. This the Gemara says, maybe we have a question. It says, what's going to be? Hoye misatif betali soin. A person was wearing a talis, his coat around him. Utoyreis betayreis utmeis betzidoi. He had tairis and he had tmeis next to him. And he had the shalurid that his coat, and sat his coat was tor. The suffix is, did his coat touch his tmeis that the coat should become tommy or not? Or else, Utairis utmeis lamalim roishoi. The case now would be, let's say this coat is for sure Tomei, and there was Tyrus and Timaeus on top of him. Lamala Maroshai. Sofek Noga. Sofek Le Noga. The Sofek is now, did this coat, this Tomei of the coat, touch the Tyrus or not? So Locher is Tor. Locher is Menas Sofek. We said the Tyrus still remains Tor, or else in the first case, the coat still remains Tor. But Vimi Yef Shelim Ken Noga. If the way he took off this coat to put it on, it's impossible unless he touched it, then Tomei, that's a vada, it's not called a suffix. So the question is, though, in our suffix, though, we see it's Tor. So the question is, why? Since Abba Abidei Adam, at least it's the second case, where the Beged was Tomei, and the man is moving it around, and the suffix is that the man touched the Tyrus or not, that should be called the suffix to Abba Abidei Adam. So why does it say here, in our suffix, it's Tor? According to Rabbi Yechonim, in our suffix here, it should be Tomei. Now, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Oimrim Loi Shona V'Shoina. He says, now what we do now, tell the man to do over his action. The same way he put on his beged before, and we didn't see, we didn't notice it, we tell him to do it over a second time now. And if we see now him touch it, so it's Vade Tanai. If now he doesn't touch it, we say it didn't touch it before either. Omer Loi, the Chum said back, no, they don't like to say it to him. And they all know the Klal is Ein Shoina Metaris. We do not do Taris over again. So we can't, that's not a vada, you don't know, maybe before it did touch, now it didn't touch, it now it did, before it didn't, we can't tell. But our core point of a question is Tanakhama, Amai, what do we say, Minas Sofik, it's Tor, what do we say, Minas Sofik, it's Tor, Hosofik Tum Abobi the Yodimu. Aviel Lachur, it's Hosofik Tum Abobi the Yodim, where the Yodim is touching this Vega, this Tanei, and he's putting it on, and his Sofik is that he touched the Tyrus, so it should be a Sofik Abobi the Yodim. That should be a lima from Saita, that's that Minasofik is Tomei. So Morris says, no, Bar Minei, you can't ask any questions in this case over here, it's different. Tehi, the Toner of Dehi, and if in this case, because the Toner of Oishiyom, for sure, Sayochid, Sveike, Tomei, Enechanam, Oishiyot, I can learn from this. That if it was a Sofik that took place, for sure, Sayochid, whether the person touched the Tyrus or not, it's like a Tomei. That what it says is Tor, is only for sure, Rabin Tor, for sure, Rabin Tor. Therefore, it's not a kashan of Yechonin, has a regular lochom, like Odom, Sheish Badach Lishol, and that's the cloud, that Sapatu Vishus Yochid is Tomei, Vishus Rabim is Tor. Kufa, what we just said before, Maziri, Ziri says, that Meis Leish Shebenidom, this Din Tumma that will need this Tomei even before, 24 hours before, Oysa Mishka Vamashuk, whatever she sat on then, her Mishka Vamashuk, which she sat on, she lied on, Mamish became like a Nava Tumma, Letama Yodim, that a person touches that bed now, is a Tana Begodim, that not only is the person Tomei, but even the Begodim is wearing us also Tomei, even though the Begodim is not touching the meter. So first question, is this true? Ain't it not that way? Vok Yossi Avim, when Avimi came, Yveichu Zo Yossi came, V'yassi Masnissim Yossi came and brought a price in his hands. It sounds like this. Mieis Liesha Benido, Mishkovo Moshovo, Kemaga. It says that her Mishka Moshe was only like a Maga, was only like the Nida touched it. So my love doesn't mean to say that this ma maga loy metam odom. If a nida touches something, so that thing becomes a rishon l'tumah. That thing cannot metam an odom. Sechur means to say here also, Af Mishkov, even when a Nida sits on, again, for the Stumma Meis Leis, Lematam Adim, it's only considered like she touched it, and whatever she touches only becomes a Rishon Tumma. So you see here, not like Ziri, that what the Nida sat on before she became Nida, the 24 hours before, does not make it like a real Mishkav or Moshev to make it into an Ava Tumma, but it's only a Rishon Tumma. Amar Rav, Rav is not that. The Tizbra is Kedat B'Pshat, that if you have it sealed tight, if you put this kli cheres inside an erla mace, inside a tent, a house that has a mace inside it, the tumah does not go inside this kli. That's the xeras akosid. That if it's sealed tight, the tumah does not go inside it. If a nida that has this tumah of mace lace touches it or moves the kli cheres, it becomes tamei. If so, Mishkavis or Meshavis, Shein Mitzolim B'Yolameis, but regular Nida sits on the Mishkav or Meshav, that Tumah takes place even in Yolameis, it doesn't save you B'Yolameis. Is Zain Adin, isn't it a Svarah to say? Is Zain Adin, Shein Mitzolim B'Meis Leshav Nida, Avada, that it should not be saved Mishkav or Meshav from Meis Leshav Nida? So, Rabbi, anyway, yes, the Kasha. I have a vim mechuzoi masnis and kami says over Brisa. Aim a said this rather. Mishkovu Meshova kamaga atzma. It doesn't mean to say that the Mishkovu Meshov is only what things like she touched only Rishna Tumma. But other rather, it means to say as Ramasha Ganava Tumma as if the Nidir itself is touching you. That ma maga atzma, just when the Nidir itself touches Matam Od, the Matam of the Godim, if your man touches the Nidir itself, Avad, he becomes someone with the begodim on him, is af Mishkav Mashav is the same thing, that the Mishkav Moshav, the Nidah sat on, even Mishkav Bizman, this Meis Leis, is Metam Adam, Metam of Begodim, in a Chanami, therefore come out good, the way Ziri said before. That's a locha, that this Tumma Meis Leis is a Chomadika Tumma, that it has a regular locha like a Nidah. And therefore the bed that she sat on before has Namashinava Tumma. If a man touches it later, not only is the man tamei, but who then the begodim is wearing is also tamei, b'shas he's touching the mita. All right, we'll stop here.